Patient's name, Laurie, last name, Houston, date of birth, 8/14/1993, date of service, 10/5/2022, history of present illness. This 29-year-old female works at Cleveland ISD. She is a teacher, works in the special education classroom. She states that she was walking into the cafeteria and there was a wet area on the floor, which caused her to slip. Whenever she fell, she did land on her right shoulder and her right side. She states that pain was pretty minimal. She states the worst the pain has been on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 3. She has not had to take any medication for the pain. She has continued to work since then. However, the pain has never gone away completely, so she is concerned that maybe she has nerve pain or hurt a tendon or ligament. She did want to be evaluated. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history, anemia, surgical history denies, social history denies, drugs, CTOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 129 over 83, heart rate 87, respiration 16, temp 98.5, O2 98. She weighs 183 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Mucous membranes are moist, pupils, pearl, neck negative, JBD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2. Respirations, even on labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen, soft on tender, bowel sometimes four extremities. She has normal range of motion in all extremities. She has great range of motion, extension, flexion, supination, pronation to her right upper extremity. However, she does have just point tenderness to her right humeral head. And she states that intermittently she'll get pain that shoots down her right arm and then to her right clavicle. Neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady. And her skin is warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, right shoulder contusion. Patient, I do want patient to have a x-ray of her shoulder, which she does agree to do. Unfortunately, we don't have anybody in the office that can shoot that x-ray at this moment, so she will return to the clinic on Thursday, which we scheduled her a follow-up in 1 week to do that x-ray and then reevaluate how she is doing. I did give her a prescription of a Medrol dose pack to see if that helps reduce inflammation and treat some of her pain. She can take Motrin and Tylenol as needed, but she states that she has not needed to and the pain has not become intense enough. Hopefully next week x-ray will be clear and we can release patient for full duty. At this time, I release patient to return to work as of today, 10/5. And she, I just do not want her to lift more than 15 pounds with her right arm. And just in case, can you add an addendum to the HPI that patient's injury did occur on September the 23rd?